This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. A big welcome to Kate Talks, who's now listening to the show live. And the phone-in number is on the website, katedalyradio.com. You can phone in live, and if you're listening to the show live. And then also, I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta, who joins us on every Monday, who is the most outspoken conservative professor, one of the only ones left in academia. So we always appreciate his take. And Uncle Milty, let's talk about, by the way, gettomypillow.com. Get your gifts there for graduation and for Mother's Day, Father's Day. Get them early so you get the sizes you need. But the robes, the slippers are amazing. I gave these robes and slippers out, and I am telling you, they still wear them. They still wear them. That's how amazing these things are. And also, the slippers you can wear to the store. They have that sole on them. You can wear them to the store, but they are four clouds of incredible. And also, I just wanted to say that that I'm just telling you, just great stuff. But put in the code Kate, and it helps the show. In fact, let's take a caller real quick. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. This is Uncle Milty. How
are
everybody? Hey. I called last week. I'm down in the basement. I have not seen any sun in the past 4 hours.
What?
I don't know if you remember, but I had a traumatic nightmare many moons ago on the last eclipse, and I just call me superstitious.
Okay,
call me superstitious.
Well,
I on the gender thing, I'm an umpire in adult softball, and I have a difficult time changing the balls for the different size softballs for boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, no one has asked to use the other gender's ball, but it is a joke that guys want to hit these rocks
that
are intended for the ladies to hit.
No way. I love that. Thank you so much, caller. Love the call. Thank you. What do you think, Dr. Pesta?
I just think whenever you're talking about transgenderism, it just always comes down to the balls.
Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Pesta, for weighing in on that. Really, really thank you. Uncle Milty,
yeah.
Let's talk women's basketball. That was kind of the weekend treat.
Women's basketball has become the big battleground lately.
Mm-hmm.
The Utah women's basketball team was up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho to play. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of articles from every source talking about the fact that there was racial slurs
mm-hmm.
used against the Utah women's basketball team. But not one of the articles says what the racial slurs were.
So they weren't really that bad.
Well,
normally they'd lead out with the headline with that.
Yeah, I mean, the only clue given is that some outfit said they saw a rebel flag somewhere.
Right.
How serious of an issue is this if they can't say what the slur was?
Well, you know as well as I do that the slur, this is the Utah team, is against white girls. Last year, about the same time, we had BYU, which was a very white team, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are living in Utah. You know
Utah,
what I'm talking about.
Sure.
They were playing, I believe it was South Carolina, which is a very black team.
Wonder Bread white.
According to all accounts, those black players for South Carolina were using slurs against the white girls.
Mm.
And so how did this adjudicate itself? Well, the black girls defended themselves by saying that people were screaming racist things at them, white people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hundreds of people had their cell phones recording this. There were mics everywhere. No one's heard a single thing that any of these pasty white Utahns were saying. Yet this is what you see this also with Kate and Caitlin Clark, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Caitlin Clark was black,
mm-hmm.
Then all these black female basketball players would be calling her the greatest ever. Yeah. But what are they doing to her? They're minimizing what they're warning her. Diana Taurasi said, one of the famous women's basketball players who's retired now, she said, well, wait till you get to the big girls. Wait till you get to the next level. Well, you won't be playing against young college girls. Just warning her, right? And then the person who had the female who had the scoring record before her basically said, I still have it, right? The implication was, is no white girl's going to take it from me. I mean, the level of ire that you see in the media, because this is a corn-fed Iowa girl who's lighting up a lot of these little black girls. We talked earlier in the show about the double standard, right? Mm-hmm. And this is one of those double standards that somehow basketball belongs to African Americans. This goes all the way back to the 70s and 80s with Larry Bird, for instance, right? I mean, Larry Bird has a great story. He tells about how when he got to Boston as the second pick, everybody was talking to him about all his teammates dismissed him. Mm-hmm. This white guy's going to come in. And this has been the attitude, right? Same thing with things like rap music.
Right.
This belongs to us. You can't do, we can do everything you do. And not only should we must be forced in to everything you do, but this belongs to us, these double standards. What Milty said is exactly right. Mm-hmm. If it were the other way around up in Coeur d'Alene, mm-hmm. where a group of white girls were saying racist things about black kids, mm-hmm. this would be wall-to-wall 24/7 news. You can't even find evidence of it in the newspaper because it was the other way.
That's so true, Uncle Milty.
You know, we just got done talking about this ridiculous law in Scotland. Mm-hmm. That affects free speech. This incident in Coeur d'Alene is being investigated as a hate crime, and the only thing they're saying happened were some words were used.
And the thing is the headline will stick forever that this happened there, but no one will ever prove a darn thing is what you're saying. Yeah.
No.
And I'll go one step further.
Okay.
The Southern Poverty Law Center will add it to its list of white racism across the country without any explanation of what happened.
Yeah, it's like an incident.
And then idiots like Joe Biden and his dumb press secretary will use it as how totally racist this country is and how we have to crack down on white terrorism when everything else is falling apart. That's how they get to this point.
You're right. They'll keep adding it in as an event. It's kind of like school shootings. They were adding in all the superfluous events that were happening in the community miles outside of the schools just to pad the numbers so that they could bring in more cops into the schools, so they could bring in more measures, more filming, more everything, loss of rights. They were doing the same thing with that. So this is how they pad numbers. It's an event. It was never going to be proven, but it's an event, and it will pad the numbers for racism, 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 because they have to have us in a race war right now. Right? They have to.
Yeah. And you said something before we went on the air about gaslighting. Mm-hmm. What you're seeing across this country now is the left has figured out that we've so dumbed down two generations of Americans that they can pretty much tell any lie they want.
Yep.
And they realize that the bigger the lies they tell, the more it benefits them. Whether
so
it's
true.
The environment, whether it's about sexuality and gender, whether it's about racism or even the economy, right? Mm-hmm. So they're still looking you in the eye in D.C. and telling you that there's something wrong with you for recognizing how bad it's gotten. You just don't understand how good the economy is. And the sad thing is that right now, at least half of America is willing to completely buy that.
You're exactly right, Uncle Milty.
There's no such thing as a lie anymore.
Well, yeah, because it's just put out in the press and that's taken as a fact. And then everyone stands by that fact. It's added in as a fact forever and ever. No one will ever seek to change it. So the lies were being told. The economy's fine. It's not. There's a racism war. There's not. All of these lies, just lie after lie.
Yep.
And we just keep accepting it. So.
Well, and the lie that Trump is the one who wants to destroy democracy. Are you kidding me? For 4 years, we've watched Joe Biden undermine the Constitution, undermine our borders, undermine our economy, undermine every aspect of our culture.
You're right.
And yet, he's somehow, he's illegally giving billions and billions away to student loan kids.
Yep. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty.